Former Iraqi official honored by Biden admin placed on terror watch list, has visa revoked. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 30, 2026. A former Iraqi official, who was honored and received an award under the Biden administration, has been placed on the United States government's terror watch list and had her visa revoked, according to multiple reports. Taif Sami Muhammad al-Sheikh Archie, who previously served as Iraq's Minister of Finance, had her visa revoked this week, the State Department confirmed to Fox News. While the State Department did not confirm to the outlet when Muhammad was placed on the terrorist watch list, Assistant Secretary of State for Global Public Affairs Dylan Johnson praised the Trump State Department for revoking the visas of foreigners who threaten our nation. While the Biden State Department shamefully celebrated and awarded foreigners who threaten our nation, the Trump State Department revokes their visas and ensures these individuals are removed from our country, Johnson explained to the outlet. Muhammad being added to the U.S. government's terror watch list and having her visa revoked comes after she received the State Department's International Women of Courage Award in 2022. Former Secretary of State Antony Blinken praised Muhammad, who served as Iraq's deputy finance minister at the time of her award, as having stopped bribes, according to the outlet. At the time, Muhammad was Iraq's deputy finance minister and director general of its budget department. The State Department described her as a frontline leader against corrupt practices who had been integral to preventing corruption in Iraq's budget. Blinken went further during the March 2022 awards ceremony, saying Muhammad had stopped bribes and uncovered efforts to inflate government payrolls and enrich corrupt officials. Fox News reported that according to a report from Iraqi News on August 9, 2025, Muhammad was later placed on a judicial wanted list after an Iraqi court summoned her, as an investigation into corruption was conducted. In a press release on Friday, the State Department noted that Muhammad was presented an award by the Biden administration for her purported role in fight corruption and her advocacy for gender equity.